Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third, the right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting eighth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Shaw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Shaw. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting second, the catcher, Tom Holler. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Jim Rayhart. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Alou reaches second base with a double. Tom Holler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holler hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Shaw drops the ball. Alou moves to third. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Swoboda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boyer. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Boyer steals second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson is hit by the pitch. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is hit by the pitch. Boyer moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0 for 1 in the game. Butchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 2 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swoboda. The throw from Haller and he is out, Lanier applying the tag. Two outs. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0 for 2 in the game. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davenport scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 3 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 3 in the game. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 3 in the game. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-3 in the game. Buchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swoboda moves to third. Two outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. John Sullivan now catching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Haller and he is safe. Jones steals second. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Jones scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Davis reaches second base with a double. Lewis scores. It's 2-0, Mets. Don Bosch pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Bill Henry now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Bosch now playing center field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Ty Cline pinch hits for Bill Henry. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alou hits a fly ball into center field. Bosch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Haller hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-4 in the game. Mays is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and San Francisco Giants, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.